And you're looking when you threw it, and he turns around, and the ball's right there.
Ball's right there.
Perfect. That's just the connection those two have.
Yeah, and that's now Vince Blackstock's a junior.
Yep.
Cody, they're going to lose Cody Tulaski this year as a senior. They got quite a few seniors that are going to be.
They do.
But we don't want to talk about too much too early in the season because these guys are just getting underway.
Absolutely.
But Jack Clancy, Jensen Emmerich, Vince Blackstock, Micah Gordon, Chandler Katie would go on. All these guys, Tulaski.
And I'll tell you, on defense, McPhee was huge on defense tonight.
Toby McPhee.
He took that game over on the defensive side, especially in that first half.
He's a one-man wrecking crew.
That's why we were sitting up there, and McPhee of the tackle, McPhee. He was
I was
huge.
Feeling bad because guys were, somebody's going to make it. I mean, you're all playing defense.
Yep.
And as a linebacker, being there, when you get the glory like that,
absolutely.
The reason that that happens is because your defensive line is doing the job.
Yes.
Toby McPhee made tackles tonight. Heck of a linebacker. Yep. He's a junior. He's a beast.
Yep.
But that defensive line for Bad Axe did the job for the linebackers.
Yes. It wasn't a loss, but I mean, if you look at the scoreboard, the Lakers put up 24 points.
Yeah.
They were averaging about 40. So, and even in a loss, the defense still did their job, and they only allowed 24 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's this offensive Lakers is. They are capable of putting up big points, and the defense held their own tonight.
Right, right. And if you can hold the muscle of that Laker line back, and again, their offensive line, because a lot of those big guys just switch and go to the other side, and they go and beat you up. So they're here basically your big guys against their big guys.
Right.
Are switching sides, going from offense to defense. And when you got 50 pounds on a guy all night long, go pick up a 50-pound weight.
Yep.
And do it for four quarters about 50 times and see where you are. But, one heck of a game tonight. Cody Tulaski, Logan Stark, Caleb Geiger, Ben Thompson, Mike Messing, Carson Affer, Luke Subject, Lane Whitenburner, Connor Jensen, Luke Schember, Brandon McKelpin, Bailey, Drew Buchholz, and Mike Erla. But and congratulations, really, because that was one heck of a game with Kelly Durr and his team.
He was a great, great game plan. He had his team ready, just a few plays here and there, and you don't come out on the right end, but they're one of the best 1-2 teams you're going to see. They have had a gauntlet of a schedule so far this first half of this year,
mm-hmm.
and being 1-2 doesn't look on the paper. But when you see this team, they are not a 1-2 team at all.
And last week,
a great team.
Last week for Lakers, Reese wasn't a pushover. They were a good team, and I thought there was another one that if Lakers just had some struggles that night, it was Reese's ball game.
Absolutely,
that was a good fight last Friday with Lakers and Reese. Now coming up, it's going to be the Bad Axe Hatchets on September 20th meet the USA Patriots.
Yep.
And so that will be at USA, another place. When you go there, it's always a tough place to play.
Yep.
So that should be a good game.
That is going to be an interesting game for Bucks. I don't know how the game went tonight, but USA, they were picked by a lot of the experts, finished top two in the league this year. They start to be 0-2, kind of disappointed, and they're looking for they're looking for that game to bounce back, and that Bad Axe has to come to play.
This could
that,
be
that game.
Another one like tonight to watch. There's two teams that just want some revenge,
absolutely.
And they got a ton of talent, and you hate getting into that. Well, let's take a look over at the Lakers. Again, taking the win tonight, 14-24 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Well, we were again looking for somebody that stuck out a little bit, and not a star of the game, but each team had somebody that just stood out. And where was the spark?
Yep.
And who was really making some yardage in the tough Ethan Wisner, a freshman?
Yeah, he came up huge in this game. Like we had spoke about in the pregame, Lakers. They have their two horses in the backfield. They have Garrett Bowles. They have Mason Doobes.
Yeah,
who looking at this. In week one against Carlton, Doobes had 133 yards. Bowles had 130. Against Reese, Doobes had 72. Garrett had 71.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, these two are neck and neck, and they distribute the load. Tonight, they had an off game, and who would have thought that the freshman comes in especially in that second half, that last drive, it was Wisner up the middle, and they could not stop it. He saved that game for the Lakers tonight.
Yeah, Zach Kretschmer. He had more than a dozen, probably 20 carries.
Yep.
Same play, but 20 carries.
Yeah.
Dalton Heretzky,
yep.
Good night receiving. He was getting open a lot. Good game there with the whole crew. Garrett Bowles, Mason Williams, Bryce Sears. Boy, that kid can scramble. First half, did he – I don't think he ever got a chance to sit still as a quarterback.
No. Yeah, he was not able to just sit in the pocket and look.
No.
He was running for his life, and he was thrown on the run. But, you know, he has that ability.
Some
quarterbacks do, some don't. He has the ability to accurately throw on the run, and he was, you know, like Bad Axe, you know, there was a little bit of issue with receivers dropping the ball there at the start,
mm-hmm.
but he was still delivering that ball, and he was avoiding the sacks, and that's all that matters there.
You could have put Bryce Sears in Blackstock in different uniforms and not really known,
because
they are both good scrambling quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
So even if your line is struggling a little bit, when you've got a scrambling quarterback, Bad Axe was getting through the line for the first half.
Yep.
Mason Dubes, boy, Brownell was there tonight delivering. All of them were. Blake Smithers, you know, we watched Blake and JT Warren tonight. Gang tackle and bull rush.
Yes.
I'm not sure who the tackle was over top of him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
he's got to be tired.
He had trouble tonight.
He has got well.
And you look at that front, and especially, you know, those two, you have Smithers, you have Warren, you have Nagy.
Yeah,
you just have that
Bowles,
whole front.
Yeah.
And as we're going over our stats, I look and see that Bad Axe had 96 total yards in that second half. So that defensive line, they really stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary did great too. That defensive line really stepped up, and they amped up that pressure, and the Black Sox definitely felt it a lot more in that second half.
Yeah, it was something to watch these guys team up, and it's tough when you put Blake Smithers and JT Warren again, where you're the linebacker or defensive end. Yeah, if you're playing behind Ndamukong Suh, guess what?
You're going to be a star.
You're going to be a star.
Yes.
You're going to be, even if you
Absolutely.
Are an outstanding end.
Absolutely.
But JT Warren is no slouch. He's one of the toughest outside linebackers in the league in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, he is a ball player, that is for sure.
Let's take one more quick break because we are just about ready to close up. I hear Mike Bogan, the athletic director, telling us, hey, who's up there? Kurt Dammerow along with Stephen Kaczynski. We're closing up our post game here from Claude Marsh Stadium here in Bad Axe. Again, the Lakers taking the win 24-14. We'll be right back after this.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank at $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last. Plus, a free month of service, too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the Thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
2019 has been a busy year for sure. From new technology to new facilities to new providers. So let's get you up to date. Dr. Carrie Rabinera began seeing pediatric patients in May in Pigeon. With a wealth of experience, Dr. Carrie can handle children from 18 days old to 18 years old. In June, we broke ground on one of our largest projects in organization history, a 15,000-square-foot facility in Bad Axe, just behind Walgreens. In July, we welcomed Seapwing Primary Care with Dr. Cheryl Canfield, Nurse Practitioner Devin Heinlein, and their entire team to now form Sure Primary Care Seapwing. Dr. Natalia Salowich is now with us to offer podiatry right here at Sure. Dr. Salowich looks forward to taking care of the more than 60,000 feet in Huron County. Also joining our team is Dr. Long Nguyen, yet another great primary care physician to our already great team. He's seen patients in Pigeon. There are many more updates coming in the near future, so stay tuned or go to sure.org for more. And you'll like them. We're sure about that. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom.